Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include Norwich City's training and signing session, and a Canaries legend throws on an Ipswich badge to help coach young players. But first, teenagers are arrested after knife robberies in the city.
Community leaders have described their shock after three teenagers were arrested following two knife point robberies which happened in Norwich within a few hours of each other. The robberies, which are not being linked at this stage, happened at New Botolph Street near Anglia Square, with a second incident taking place in the Mousehold area of the city. A 14-year-old boy was arrested following the first robbery, where the victim was just 15, and two teens, a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, were questioned over the second incident. Stuart McLaren, Secretary of the St Augustine's Community Together Residents Association, described the robberies as very shocking. He said teenagers with knives was a nationwide problem, but admitted it does bring it home when it's in your neighbourhood.
Norfolk's Chief Constable had admitted that the county's rate of solving domestic abuse and rape crimes do not make good reading, with just one in 16 of the latter solved. For the 2017-18 financial year, just 6% of reported rapes resulted in a charge, while 21% of the 7,564 domestic abuse reports were solved. The figures were revealed in an annual report from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner, discussed at a meeting of the county's police and crime panel. Simon Bailey, Chief Constable of Norfolk Police, admitted the figures were a concern, but said these were in a large part due to victims choosing not to pursue investigations. He said, "It is an incredibly complex matter. The figures do not make good reading, but I can assure you we are doing everything we can." Often victims no longer wish to prosecute, which is nothing to do with the policing. Sometimes they do not want to give evidence because they want to get on with their lives or do not want to relive it.
He is well known and much loved for being one of Norwich City's most exciting ever talents, but Canaries legend Darren Eady has done the unthinkable by pulling on an Ipswich badge. But the former winger, who played 168 times for City, scoring 35 goals between 1993 and 1999, has not committed the ultimate infidelity by signing for Norwich's arch-rivals Ipswich Town. He is instead helping youngsters at St Joseph's College, a co-educational day and boarding school in Suffolk, where Ipswich Town sends its academy scholars to reach their full potential by guiding and coaching them, as he had done at Langley School in Loddon. Eady said he understood the potential controversy surrounding his new role, but insisted it was about helping to nurture young talent. Eady's move comes after three good years at Langley School, where he worked hard to build up a successful football academy there.
An eight-year-old organised a litter pick outside her school and baked cakes for all those who got involved. Martha Tennant from Thorpe Hamlet organised the litter pick outside Lionwood Junior after noticing lots of rubbish. Amy Tennant, 41, Martha's mother, said, "I'm proud of Martha for organising this. She has noticed how much litter is dropped and wanted to do something about it. She and her brother also make cakes for all the helpers, and Martha has applied for a green badge from Blue Peter. A total of 14 children filled four sacks of rubbish from the area."
The Norwich City stands were buzzing with fans at Carrow Road, despite there being no match on. Hundreds of Canary fans turned out to the open training session at the stadium, which ended with the players signing memorabilia and posing for pictures. Jamie Peasy was one of the long-term fans at the event, said, "I've been a Norwich City football fan since I was six. They stopped doing signings like this for a while, but I'm really glad they've brought it back. It just makes younger fans feel so much more involved and inspired by the club. He added, it gets the season off to a good start to get some interaction between the fans and the players. Plus, it was good to see Daniel Farke getting animated on the sidelines. It gets you excited for the rest of the season.
Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Ree Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.